Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. Today we are wrapping up a series that we've been working on for quite a long time. And if this is your first time joining us, I want to let you know you can learn more about Cultivate Connection at cultivateconnection.com. There you can subscribe to receive our Cultivate Collection weekly. It's an email that goes out with this podcast, some other resources, and just lets you know kind of what we're up to. For those of you who have partnered with us, become patrons, and support this podcast both through prayer and financially, we are so grateful and thankful. You are the ones that make it possible for us to put this podcast out for free all over the world. So thank you so much for partnering with us. We've been taking our time to work through the first chapter of Ephesians and into chapter 2. The focus of this series has been our greatest treasure. Coming to a place of realization and just meditating on the fact that of everything that we have, our greatest treasure is found in Jesus himself. So this week, as we get started, just invite you to settle in wherever you need to be. Go ahead and turn your attention towards your breath. Find that inhale and exhale. Just allowing yourself to tune in. Inviting yourself to come present in this space. Knowing that here we can meet with Jesus. We always have access. He's always present. But sometimes we need to turn our focus and attention. We need to slow down so that we can engage. We can tune in. I invite you to begin to lengthen that breath out just a little bit. Beginning to find a deeper, fuller breath here. Taking your time. Allowing the mind to slow down, the body to relax. Even through these lengthened breaths, allowing that heart rate to slow down a little bit. And taking time just to tune in. What's been grabbing your attention lately? Where or on what has your mind been dwelling? Just observing, noticing, not making judgment if it feels positive or negative, but just allowing awareness to come into this space. Is there anything recently that you've been thinking about or noticing that's gotten you excited? Is there anything recently you've turned your focus or your attention to that has just brought about perhaps some worry or tension? Whatever you notice, can you just begin to invite Jesus into this space? What What is it going to look like for you today to move closer to Jesus, to his presence, to his person? Continuing to take some nice deep breaths. As I open us in prayer for today. God, you are our greatest treasure. You are the greatest gift. As we begin to move towards the Christmas season, will you awaken our hearts to this even more? God, you are the greatest treasure, our greatest reward. Lord, I ask that this space today would be a holy space, set apart for you, for each one listening, God, to meet with you, to connect with you, to be so present with you. Lord, I ask that your presence would rest upon each one, that you would surround their hearts, their minds, their souls, and their spirits, that you would bring yourself, your goodness, your mercy, your compassion, that you would reveal yourself in a greater way, you would move what needs to be moved and shift what needs to be shifted in our mindsets, in our lives. Let us see you rightly today. Awaken us to your word, God, to your truth. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Bring your clarity, bring your peace, and bring your truth today, Jesus. We need you. We need you in this world. We need your salvation. We need your truth, and we need your presence, Lord. Come and let your light shine in each one of our lives. Draw us close to you through your word, God. Taking a few deep breaths here, not being in a hurry. What does it look like to linger with Jesus? Today our scripture is from Ephesians 2 from the Passion Translation, reading verses 8, 9, and 10. Read it slowly, just allowing your ears to be awakened as I read it this first time. And notice anything that sparks attention, grabs your heart. For it was only through this wonderful grace that we believed in him. Nothing we did could ever earn this salvation, for it was a gracious gift from God that brought us to Christ. So no one will ever be able to boast, for salvation is never a reward for good works or human striving. We have become his poetry, a recreated people, that will fulfill the destiny He has given each of us. For we are joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. Even before we were born, God planned in advance our destiny and the good works we would do to fulfill it. Reading those same three verses once again. Giving you room and space just to dwell, meditate, and take in what God's speaking. Throughout the coming ages, we will be the visible display of the infinite, limitless riches of His grace and kindness, which was showered upon us in Jesus Christ. For it was only through this wonderful grace that we believed in Him. Nothing we did could ever earn this salvation, for it was the gracious gift from God that brought us to Christ, so that no one ever be able to boast. For salvation is never a reward for good works or human striving. We have become His poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny He has given each of us. For we are joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. Even before we were born, God planned in advance our destiny and the good works we would do to fulfill it. What's beginning to stir in you? What's coming alive? What is God breathing on through His word and His truth? For it was only through this wonderful grace that we believed in Him. Nothing we did could ever earn this salvation, for it was a gracious gift from God that brought us to Christ. So no one will ever be able to boast. For salvation is never a reward for good works or human striving. We have become his poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny he has given each of us. For we are joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. Even before we were born, God planned in advance our destiny and the good works we would do to fulfill it. Can you receive his wonderful grace today? This beautiful gift of salvation. Do you realize it's fully a gift? You didn't earn it. It's not a reward for your good works. Your striving won't help you keep it. You simply believe and receive. Is there somewhere in your life where you are striving for something that God has already given you? If you're not sure, you can simply ask the Holy Spirit. Am I working for a gift of grace you've already given me, Holy Spirit? Am I trying to earn salvation? Am I trying to boast in my good works? Where am I striving for that which you've already given? Can you lay down your striving today, your good works, to just receive this beautiful gift? And realize that through this gift, you have become God's poetry. You are a recreated person. We are recreated people that will fulfill the destiny he's given each one. Our destiny to be joined with Jesus, the Anointed One. Can you say that today over yourself? I am joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. And just continue to speak it and meditate on it and let it take hold of you. I am joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. I am joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. I am joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. What happens in you as you sit with that, as you speak it? I am joined to Jesus, the Anointed One. Even before you were born, God planned in advance your destiny and the good works we would do to fulfill it. So where salvation isn't about our good works, we receive it from Him as a gift. But our destiny, fulfilling our destiny, God has good works for us. Where is God calling you to walk out good works? Not to earn His love, but to shine His love in the world. Where is He calling you to do good works? Not to work to find your identity, not works to prove who you think you are. But the good works that shine through you when you know who you are in Christ, because He's given you that gift. No one else can tell you who you are like the one who has made you. Who is He calling you to be today? Who has He created you to be? And what does He want you to know? Before you were even born, He saw you, and He made a great plan for you. He saw this beautiful creation that He created. Will you ask Him, God, what did you see? Before I was even born, what did you see in me? Who did you create me to be? Will you allow yourself to be God's poetry? A recreated people that will fulfill the destiny He has given each of us. For we are joined to Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. Even before we were born, God planned in advance our destiny and the good works we would do to fulfill it. Will you receive His wonderful grace today? Breathe it in. I want to bless you this week to find peace in who God's created you to be, to not strive and earn salvation or this grace gift of being joined to Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, but instead to be so wrapped up in His love, so secure in who He's made you to be, so full of His grace, that you would walk out the destiny that He placed upon your life before you were even born, that you would be fueled by grace, that you would be a display, a walking song, a walking poem of God Himself, His poetry, His artistry, His masterpiece. I bless you to find new levels of freedom. I bless you to encounter God as your greatest treasure. I bless you to be awakened in the areas where you need to be awakened, to love and to truth, where your eyes will be opened and deception fall off, that you would see yourself as God sees you and you would see Him as He's meant to be seen, and that you would rise and stand tall and take your place on this earth as one of God's mighty children, one who declares His truth, prays from His heart, that your words and your prayers change the atmosphere around you and they release heaven on earth, that you are here for a purpose, for a destiny. The world needs you to rise, to be bold, to be strong, and to stand in the salvation, in the grace that God's given you. Holy, anointed, one with Jesus. Amen.